Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And I want to welcome you to day 15 of Verses of Victory, just about at the halfway point. It's a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So I want to get right into it this morning. So I want to thank you just for sticking with me through these readings. This is my very first book. And it's meant for those who might sometimes feel like they can't have the victory or they don't have the victory. But I'm here to tell you, God has the victory, so we have the victory. We're coming from Psalm 27, verse 1. That's Psalm 27. Verse 1, and I'm in the King James Version or the KJV this morning. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Again, that's Psalm 27, verse 1, KJV. The words of this verse are also the lyrics of a well-known hymn. Either through reading or singing it, we are told that we do not have to be afraid of anyone because we have the light of the world. We have the strength given to us daily by the Lord. Another verse goes on to say, "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me." And I have surely found this to be the very truth. He hides me, protects me, shields me. The last verse says, "Wait on the Lord and be of good courage." I must wait on him, be patient, and I must wait on him, serve him. If you recall our earlier reading, we talked about the two meanings of wait, being patient and serving him. So it says, I must wait on him, and I must wait on him, by both definitions, and be courageous, not fearing what is ahead, because he is on my side. So remember the three little verses of this song anytime that you are afraid, and they are sure to comfort you. So with that, we're going to go to our three P's. We're going to start by personalizing this verse. This is, what does this verse, Psalm 27:1, mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? Where do you need to trust that God is your light and your salvation? Where are you afraid and you need to have courage? And then practice always says, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And lastly, we always proclaim with a powerful prayer. So please join me. Dear Lord, thank you for being my light, my salvation, my strength. Thank you that if I live in you and allow you to live in me, I should not be afraid. Help me to trust you more and more each day. I declare, Lord, that you light up my path, provide me direction, and lead me through every dark place so that I may emerge victorious. Amen. Well, that concludes day 15. We're moving now to the second half of these readings. So day 16 through 31, you'll currently find all the readings posted on Facebook, but I probably will group the first 2 weeks together so that you can kind of go back and hear the whole thing if you missed them. And I just want to thank you for joining me, and may you be victorious in every day and every way in the presence of our Lord. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.